Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So do you see them piled up on the Brooklyn Bridge as you oh so virtuously pedal your bicycle into Manhattan, car upon car with a single driver behind the wheel and four empty seats? With East River Bridge tolls an imminent possibility, and we'll talk about that, by the way, with Richard Ravitch coming up at the beginning of the next hour, the chairman of the Ravitch Commission, which issued this report on the funding of the MTA, including the proposal for East River Bridge tolls. That's coming up. But with those bridge tolls at least a possibility now, our next guests are wondering what it will take to ever get New Yorkers to carpool. Linda Hrein is a transportation consultant in the San Francisco Bay Area, where carpooling is almost the norm. And Sam Schwartz is president of a traffic planning and engineering firm, as well as author of the Gridlock Sam column in the Daily News. Linda, welcome to WNYC, and Sam, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for including me.
Linda, give us the lay of the land in San Francisco for our New York area audience. Carpooling is very common?
Well, carpool is quite common. One of the unique things we have here in the Bay Area is called casual carpooling. And it's quite successful because it provides a couple key benefits to both drivers and passengers. It's different than formalized carpooling in that you form a carpool and you go with the same group of people at the same time every day. That works, but not nearly as successful as casual carpooling, which provides much greater flexibility. We have a unique arrangement, a setup here in the Bay Area with our Bay Bridge, which currently has a toll of $4. And during commute times, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning, if you cross the toll bridge with three people in your car, you get to drive over in a carpool lane, and you can save up to 20 or 30 minutes, and you don't have to pay the $4 toll. Hmm. So we've established a casual carpool all over the Bay Area. There are several spots where drivers queue up and passengers queue up, and it's a very dynamic situation.
Hitchhiking for dollars.
It's more or less what it is. It started very casually about 20 years ago. It's caught on, and it's an established, successful phenomenon here in the Bay Area.
We asked the question for our listeners to post to our website this hour. What would get you to carpool in the New York area? So some of the things that are coming in. Carpooling in New York City, what are you, crazy? Do you want to wind up in the East River? Someone else writes, it's an East Coast, West Coast thing. There are more granola types in Berkeley and the San Francisco suburbs. Tony from San Jose writes, here in California we have carpool lanes on freeways so you can bypass the traffic. Someone else writes, I would carpool in a cab from Brooklyn. I would not want to be at the mercy of anyone else's driving. And Kevin in Brooklyn writes, if the L train continues as it has lately, then I'd consider carpooling. So, Sam Schwartz, why don't we have something like that? Casual carpooling system for New York. It's not even in the Ravitch report looking for the future, although in fairness that was looking at mass transit, not the future of cars.
Yeah, remember the differences between New York City and San Francisco. New York City, during the peak hour, 85% of our people are already in public transportation. But the city does offer a whole bunch of incentives for carpoolers. There's a carpool lane on the Manhattan Bridge, the Long Island Expressway, the Gowanus, the Queensboro Bridge, the Staten Island Expressway. And I think what you're seeing in California is coming our way. There's a new system called Go Loco, which is like a Facebook for people in the New York area to match up with each other. So I think we're going to see more and more of that. But what transportation planners on the East Coast or New York are most worried about is that the carpooler comes out of transit as opposed to another car. And we've actually made things worse. And that's what your reader who's talking about the L train was talking about.
So do we need some rideshare sites like that, you know, more? I mean, Craigslist has ads. There's eRideshare and CommuterLink.com, in addition to the one that you mentioned. But have city or state government here ever really tried to incentivize carpooling? Linda's talking about actually lowering the tolls if you have enough passengers in your car. We don't have anything exactly like that, right?
No, we actually do. It's just that you have to register for it. The Port Authority has a program like that where you pay less of a toll if you're a carpool, even for Staten Island residents. There's a program, but then you have to go through the manual lane. I think it's been seen as an adjunct to trying to solve our transportation problem, and maybe once we get over the hurdle of this funding, people can study carpooling more and try to take a look at what some other places have done. Virginia, I know, has some wonderful programs where they turn over Route 66 entirely to carpools.
And New Jersey Governor John Corzine did just announce last week that the state is expanding a program in which they give carpools a debit card for gas based on how many people are commuting together.
Yeah, Virginia has had a carpool. This is Linda Ryan speaking. Virginia has had a casual carpool program for a number of years. They call it slugging. And they actually have a website you can go on and find more information about it. And it's set up very much like the program here in San Francisco, that it's very casual. And it's the extreme flexibility that is what makes it so successful here in the Bay Area.
I guess the Bay Area doesn't have the... Or maybe I'm wrong, the well-developed tradition of taking mass transit. So Sam talks about one of the concerns here is there are so many people actually coming in to work by bus and subway that the carpools might actually take people from mass transit rather than take people from solo cars. Is that a concern in the Bay Area?
Well, in the Bay Area, the mode of public transportation to work, public transit is maybe 65% Bay Area-wide. But commuters into San Francisco, it is much higher. But you are right. That has been a concern by public transit operators, that casual carpooling could take people away from public transit, because most of the casual carpool location sites where people are picked up are usually near a transit route and usually have good freeway access, so that passengers have a backup. If there's no cars waiting in line to catch a ride, you can go to one of the transit routes as a backup. So that is a legitimate concern that Dave raises.
From our website again, someone writes, I've been working on this problem with a colleague at SUNY Purchase. We are both professors and have decided to build a web and mobile phone application. Oh, we're new media professors, and we're building these applications to make ride sharing easy and fun, to reduce the risk factor that the previous poster from Inwood raises. That was, do you want to wind up in the East River? We decided to make our app workplace or campus specific. Someone else writes, I carpool daily with a mom and her child to our nursery school. There's a site-specific one. There are some of those granola types here in New York City, writes Maydell. And Rebecca in Summit, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm a transplant, as most New Yorkers are, but there's been that ride-sharing in D.C. for decades, and it goes really well. And as you guys were talking about, it just, you know, the motivation to get the HOV lanes, so you just pick up people, but it's, you know, the first time I saw it, I couldn't believe what was going on and just how easy it works.
That's great. Thank you very much. Paul in Glen Cove, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, the HOV thing hasn't really been fully thought out. There's no parking for people who want to carpool in Nassau County.
No, none. Parking for people who want to carpool.
Yeah, no designated parking for people who want to carpool like they have in Suffolk County. There's several places.
All right. Thank you. Sam Schwartz?
Yeah, well, first of all, Rachel's coming in from Summit, New Jersey. If she comes into Manhattan and she registers as a carpool at the Port Authority, her toll during the peak hour will drop from $8 to $2. But there was also this other point that one of your listeners mentioned, and that is carpooling in the New York area could work wonders for people not destined for the Central Business District. And that's why these professors that are trying to come up with a system, or, again, I mentioned that Facebook-like system, Go Loco, is trying to match people up with similar origins, similar destinations,
right,
similar tastes, and that can help at least our non-CBD travel.
It's kind of like eHarmony for transportation.
Exactly.
And
right.
Actually, a number of people have been posting that carpooling works well for their reverse commutes. So people seem to like to be doing that for doing it for that. We're almost out of time. Just on a cultural level, a couple of things coming in. Somebody writes, we all want to be green, but New Yorkers are stubborn and want things their own way, from driving styles to the actual roads of getting somewhere. And someone else writes, I'm guessing one thing that keeps New Yorkers from carpooling is the notion of having to talk to strangers. It's like a whole other relationship you'd have to manage. Awkward silences on the BQE, having to talk about their boyfriends or their cats. You think?
If I could, this is Linda, if I could just comment on that before time's
yeah.
up. The etiquette for casual carpool here in the Bay Area is no talking. Everybody understands it. Most people sit in the car with their headphones on.
No talking?
They say good morning and thank you for the ride, and that is it.
And it's the same thing in the D.C. area where the rules are the sluggy cannot initiate. It's the slugger that can initiate a conversation.
Wow.
That
is fascinating.
But our most successful carpooling in New York is in the Hasida community in Williamsburg to Borough Park. You'll find that constantly. There are a number of areas along the BQE where people are doing it on a daily basis.
Come on, you're going to put five Jews in a car and no talking?
That part, I don't promise.
All right, that's where we leave it with Sam Schwartz, president of a traffic planning and engineering firm, as well as author of the Gridlock Sam column in the Daily News, Linda Ryan, transportation consultant in the San Francisco Bay Area. Thanks very much to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're allowed to talk. It's okay. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.